Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And just to be clear about that statement came from all of the action groups together. So we had Clare Pirate Action Group, we had the Mica Action Group, Donegal, we had both of the action groups, North Mayo and Mayo Pirate Action Group, Limerick Pirate Action Group, and also Sligo Pirate Action Group, amalgamated together to formulate that statement that was read out to the minister. Yeah, it is not. It is absolutely a Trojan horse, and it's totally disingenuous of the government to pretend that they've been consulting with anybody. They have, of course, been involved, and Donegal has worked extremely hard, and so has Mayo, to really do their very best to try and negotiate with these people for a year. And what's come back now, there are 80 amendments. That's 80 problems with that bill. They've been listening and they haven't been hearing, and they've been hearing, but they haven't been caring about the very serious issues with this bill. It's not 100%. That's propaganda. So they keep saying 100% and 420,000. People need to get out of their heads that figure, because that relates to if you get a demolition. There will be very few people in this new grant scheme that get a full demolition. And then when you actually, if you demolish your house, you know, you're not going to get 420,000. You're going to get a rate per square metre that will not add up to that unless you have a massive, massive house. And the rates haven't, bear in mind, haven't been calculated for County Clare at all. We're going on rates for the northwest area, which is €161 per square metre. And that was completely taken apart last week in the Joint Oireachtas Subcommittee meeting by experts. It's not going to cover the actual expenses. So there is going to be a shortfall of tens of thousands for whichever size house that you're actually going to get. And, you know, there are loads of things here now. There's, you know, this idea that the new system is going to make it easier. It's not. They've put in the most heavy and cumbersome, as even was said today, an admin-heavy prohibitive chain of gatekeepers that are going to make sure that so few people actually get in. There are so many blocks in the process. Time limitations on homeowners trying to apply to make sure that you get knocked out of the process, disqualify after 28 days if you can't produce materials. They're making it impossible to actually get in. Now, particularly for County Clare and the Pyrite counties, the damage threshold is going to be the killer, because, you know, you don't have access to an independent engineer anymore. You don't have access to core testing. They're pretending this is making it cheaper for you. No, it's not. It's actually handing over full authority to this housing agency to decide what's wrong with your house and what kind of option that they'll decide they'll give you if and when you ever do qualify for it.
And Martina, you and the other homeowners within all of the housing groups in your statement have said that if the amendments, the 80 amendments that the groups have put forward, aren't enacted, that you will not support that legislation. Does that mean that you're looking at more protests? Will you be taking to the streets?
Oh, absolutely. We've no other choice. You know, no other choice. And, you know, they've put in clauses there that were mentioned there today. You know, they're trying to also deny and close down the right to justice, in the sense that if you were to pursue either through this kind of, we don't have class actions in this country, but the nature of this kind of collective action that's been taken, for example, by a company in Donegal, that will immediately, if you sign up to that grant, you can no longer do that. You're handing over your rights as a citizen in this country, like, to pursue the wrongdoers in this. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. So people won't be signing up to it. People will be taking huge actions against the state. That's the only way, you know. And we are seriously looking at all the politicians there now today. Like, where are our politicians? We need every politician in County Clare up there, engaged and understanding what's actually happening. This is going to impact homeowners in this county for decades. The government themselves have put in what they call a state guarantee for 40 years. You know, that guarantee has got loads of sub-clauses and everything that will disqualify for you or make you break the rules so that you won't qualify for it. But there's an indicator in that 40-year, and that, you know, it shows you how long that this thing is going to run. You know, that the state is going to have, and admits is going to have to be looking at a 40-year guarantee on houses, that these problems can continue for that length of time. So our politicians, every single one of them, we're watching them in every single county to see if they're getting properly engaged in this, if they're actually standing with their constituents, you know, and if they really are truly engaged in this process, or they're just pretending that they're somehow engaged when they're not, you know, slapping themselves on the back for County Clare getting the grant. But the grant is useless to us if it's allowed go ahead in the form it's in. You're just condemning the people in this county to decades of suffering. And, you know, we've seen the next stage of it in Donegal. They've been 11 years suffering. Are they going to let us go down that road as well in County Clare?